Dreamscape presents Forbidden Sister by V.C. Andrews, narrated by Amy Rubinade. Prologue. My mother wasn't supposed to have me. She wasn't supposed to get pregnant again. Nearly 9 years before I was born, she gave birth to my sister, Roxy. Her pregnancy with Roxy was very difficult, and when my mother's water broke and she was rushed to the hospital, Roxy resisted coming into the world. My mother says she fought being born. An emergency cesarean was conducted, and my mother nearly died. She fell into a coma for almost 3 days, and after she regained consciousness, the first thing her doctor told her was to never get pregnant again. When I first heard and understood this story, I immediately thought that I must have been an accident. Why else would they have had another child after so many years had passed? She and Papa surely had agreed with the doctor that it was dangerous for her to get pregnant again. Mama could see that thought and concern in my face whenever we talked about it, and she always assured me that I wasn't a mistake. "Your father wanted you even more than I did," she told me. But just thinking about it made me wonder about children who are planned and those who are not. Do parents treat children they didn't plan any differently from the way they treat the planned ones? Do they love them any less? I know there are single mothers who give away their children immediately because they can't manage them or they don't want to begin a loving relationship they know will not last. Some don't want to set eyes on them. When their children find out that they were given away, do they think about the fact that their mothers really didn't want them to be born? How could they help but think about it? That certainly can't be helpful to their self-confidence. Despite my mother's assurances, I couldn't help...